Tell me if this is weird. I love the pool. I love swimming. I love all things water. Cannot stand splashing. You know
I
when
don't.
like just people or kids or whatever are just splashing you for no reason?
Right.
Is that weird? If I like, is it weird that I brought it up?
Yeah, you've been thinking long and hard about this.
No, it just hit me today.
Okay.
Literally hit me, the splashing. Hello and welcome to episode 443 of the Two Fo. Seriously?
The Two Fozers.
The Two Fozers Hodo Show?
I like
Come
it.
on.
New name change. Name change. Name change.
I'm debating on just starting again and not and cutting that.
No. No, don't do
No?
it. No.
No, you're right. You're right. You gotta wear it. You gotta wear your mistakes, man.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode 443 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is.
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
It only took two takes, Adam. I think the second one was much better than the first.
I like the first.
The first was not bad, not bad. But yeah, all right, happy accident. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Just enjoying a lovely long weekend.
Yes,
Yeah, in the
because
midst
of
of
Canada Day.
that's right, Canada Day long weekend, July 1st being a holiday here, so have a little extra time to enjoy the beautiful summer weather and family time and
Yeah.
yeah, all that kind of good
Kids
stuff.
are out of school.
Yep, just finished school.
Yeah. So not here. Our kids go to the end of July here, so it's weird.
Yeah, losers.
But right. Good. Nice weather. You must have heard on the news. It's apparently making the news everywhere. European heat wave. Crazy heat wave over here.
Right.
Is it on the news or not? You don't read the news, do you?
Crazy heat wave where I am?
No, in Europe. I'm talking about me now. It's not all about you, Adam.
Oh, sorry. My daughter came in and was trying to ask me a question, and with
Oh.
headphones on and no audio coming from her mouth, I could not figure
Was
out what.
it photo related?
I don't know. I waved her off.
Yeah. Pfft. See you then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a question about f-stop, then come on
Yeah.
in. Break into the show.
But the heat wave, I have no idea. I don't watch the news.
Okay. No, it's all over. I see it all over the North American news or European heat wave going on. And they're not wrong. It's June and it's 38 degrees. So it's 38.5
Wow.
to be fair. I even on the way home from the pool just now, I snapped a photo in the car just to prove that it is indeed 38.5 degrees. And also I snap photos while I'm driving 92 km/h.
That's
So,
is that a joke?
no, it says 92 if you look at the photo.
Oh, I didn't see it. Sorry.
I just posted them all for you.
Okay, that would have gone over better if I looked at
You know how we do the show, right?
right?
Okay.
Sometimes. Yeah, okay.
Just the 443rd episode.
Okay, all right. I gotcha.
Yeah. So, what we can ascertain from this photo is that it is indeed hot. In for 5:09 in the evening. I'm doing 92 km/h an hour in sixth gear, and a scant 2,800 meters ago, I filled up with
Okay,
gas.
yeah, it's a great shot. Yeah.
Yeah, 38.5. There you go. So it is the heat wave here, but I gotta tell you, it's they're talking like it's the end of the world. I love it. I love the heat. So. Everyone here, like the Germans, like evidently humongous fans of complaining about stuff.
I think that's the whole world, so.
Yeah, well, I always thought it was like the Brits because there's actually a name for it. Like in Australia, they call them the whinging Poms. They're always whinging about stuff and Poms, prisoner of Mother England. That's what they call them, Pommies in Australia. Did you know
Okay.
that?
No, now I do.
Yeah. So now that they're Palmies and they shorten it to Palm, to whinging Palms. But the Germans also like to do it. In February, complain about the snow and the rain, and then as soon as it gets warm, complain about that. So I'm loving it. Great time here. However, as you can imagine, the Freibad that I've been shooting my mouth off about being empty all the time is now no longer empty. Absolute gong show there. Like, just there's more people than water in the pool.
Which makes sense. Yeah. You know, that's where people want to go when it gets that hot.
Yes. Yeah. No, I understand why.
How it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I can hear all the clicking you're doing, by the way.
Okay.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm assuming you're clicking through some used car ads or something else more conducive to what you would like to be doing.
Right. No, I was actually just looking at the pictures that you put in the folder. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doing my homework.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Your homework, you know, live on the air. So anyway, pool of gong show, but I swim in the mornings because I can't even the people, it gets so crowded in the lanes, even in they have the lanes divided up into like slow, fast, and super, super crazy fast. And I actually swim in the fast, super fast lane. And, but even in this, people just, it's ridiculous. I don't know what they're doing. I end up throwing a lot of elbows and, it's frustrating. So I have to go in the mornings.
Okay.
There you go. So if you're worried about my schedule.
Yeah, I was wondering where I should find you in the morning.
Baseball update. I want to hear about your son because I see some pictures in there, but I'm going to give you one. Last we talked, I was about to go and play doubleheader, the last game 5 and 6 in a week for us, which is kind of a, you know, never been done before by us.
Okay.
And I think I left off. I told you I pitched on Thursday and then came out and played left field on the first game, and it's our rivals, and we really wanted to whoop them, which we did. And we ended up beating them the first game 14-2, which means we ended the game in 7, like under that run spread rule I told you about.
Yeah.
If you're up by 10 after 7 innings, that's it. And so that was our sixth run spread in a row.
Wow.
So pretty pleased with that. And I missed the cycle I missed the home run. I didn't get a home run, but I hit single, double, triple in that game. First triple in a long time.
Yeah.
Many years.
Wheels.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, well, everybody, here's the thing is the league, evidently knows me, and, I'm a left-handed hitter like your son, and they play me to pull, meaning they put on the shift. And so they'd shifted over, but got a pitch on the outside half, and I drove it to in the left center gap, one off the fence, and got a stand-up triple out of it. So,
You really shouldn't get a triple in left center.
Yeah, but if they're shifting,
I guess so. Yeah,
yeah, and it's pretty deep. Our field is actually relatively deep. So,
okay. Guy sprained his ankle on the way to get the ball.
He got lost in the fog, and so. Yeah, he kind of wandered out the center field gate and couldn't get back in, locked behind him. All right. So that's tough. It's tough for him. Okay. It worked out for me.
Yeah.
No, I did that. And then next time up, single, and then drove the ball in the exact same spot. But they're playing me a little bit there the last time. So I one-hopped the fence in left center twice. Second time, got a stand-up double out of it. Wasn't going to push it.
Okay, all right.
And they ended up flying out a foul ball. Instead of hitting a home run. But my last at bat, we were up like 12 runs, and all I was thinking was, got to hit that home run.
Right.
And so that's how you get in your own head and don't do it. But
Nearly.
In case the listeners at home have not figured it out, the cycle, hitting for the cycle means you get one of each single, double, triple home run in the same game.
Okay. All right.
So ended up coming back. We ended up coming back and dropping the nightcap. The second game, we lost these guys. We lost technically 4-0. Ended up getting a hit in that game too, but it got taken away because the skies opened up in the seventh inning. We're down 4 runs, bottom of 7th. I'm leading off the seventh inning and lead off with a single up the middle. Next guy up hits a... it's a ground ball double play, and absolutely hammered the shortstop and flipped him. Oh, it was the second baseman and flipped him over.
Okay.
And safe all round. So I was safe. Our catcher was hitting. He was safe. And then all of a sudden, so we got first and second, none out. The skies opened up, like just unbelievable. And it rained for about 2 hours, and like our field was flooded. And so that was it. Could not finish the game. Had to roll it back to the sixth inning. And so the hit I got just does not count statistically.
That's a tough one.
That's a bummer. I don't like getting hits taken away. So There you go.
Okay.
That's the update for baseball. Now, do you want to save your update for the photo challenge? Because that's what, or do you want to fill us in now?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever you prefer.
Because yours is baseball, is photo.
I'll just give you a quick synopsis. We're in a tournament, so first tournament of the summer season before the league starts on Tuesday. So we've been playing in this tournament, started Thursday, and we've played our first two games, and we're 2-0. We're the only team left in our tournament pool, or actually our pool in our, like, we're playing at the highest level for. There's different tiers, so we're in the top tier, and we're the only team that's 2-0 left in the tier. A lot of teams have beat each other, so we've got two more games left, one this evening and one on Canada Day, and if we win at least one of those two, good chance we'll be in the final. It's basically there's only seven teams in our tournament, and the top two teams make the final. Because the league starts, they don't want to have, like, you know, a semifinals, finals, quarter. They don't want to do any of that, because it's really all about pitch count and saving the pitchers for most of these teams play on Tuesday. So we'll have to be really careful. It's going to be a very strategic setup for the tournament, because we care more about the league games than the tournament.
I'm available if you need me to come and pitch.
Yeah. So maybe
same. We didn't play.
You'll get the call. So, but it's been fun. The baseball's very good. This is fun to watch baseball. Yeah.
Good. And we'll see more in your photo challenge. I'm interested in hearing about that. I had my picture taken, by the way, by a professional.
Oh, wow.
Cost me 15 euros.
Okay. And, what was the occasion? You look at it.
I was speeding through the city of Freiburg and got caught on a photo radar.
Oh, no.
So there's the photo. I think it's a pretty decent. It's a horribly grainy. I thought for 15 euros they could send me a better photo.
Yeah. Look at
that's
you.
That's flash and everything. I know.
This looks like something you'd see on the Enquirer magazine.
Yeah. So that was part of the ticket. They send you the ticket. And the ticket, it cost me 15 euros. That's how cheap it was. Because I think I was going 40 kilometers an hour in a 30 zone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they don't do it, but at least they do it. Like in BC, if that was the case, you get a ticket, it'd be $389.
Right.
Whereas here, they kind of go, all right, dude, knock it off. I've had a few of these because they're, you know, it's 10 kilometers. I was busy watching the street, not the speedometer, right? But here we are. And anyway, had my photo taken, so there you go. Okay. Might be my new profile pic.
Yeah.
So nice. Thank you, city of Freiburg. Yeah, just passing through too. So it wasn't even sticking around Freiburg, but they just got you. So there you go. All right. My next question was, what have you got planned? Wait a second. You know where I bought those sunglasses that you're looking at in that photo?
Where?
Amazon.
Wow.
I did. You can't find them over here. They're American Optics. They're the Do you watch the TV show Bosch?
No.
Okay, they're those glasses. That's the ones I have. I have Bosch's glasses. They're very iconic.
That reference helps. Yeah.
Do you know who Don Draper is?
Yeah.
Okay, same glasses. So me, Bosch, and Don Draper, we're the holy trinity of those sunglasses.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. But point being, got them on Amazon, can't find them anywhere else. And if you buy your sunglasses, which I highly recommend, the American Optics, the Randolph Engineering makes the expensive ones, but these are the reasonably priced ones at 100 and something bucks. Get them on Amazon, click through our site, help us out. So my next question was, what have you got planned for Canada Day? But I think I have the answer.
Yeah, it'll either be one game or two baseball games on Canada Day. So if
that
not, we have
right.
we have friends having a barbecue. So if we only end up playing one game, it would not be a big letdown, and we would go to the Canada Day barbecue in Steveston. So won't be any parade this year, just because our baseball game is like right in the heart of when the parade will be. But not disappointed. Yeah, not disappointed about that either, because it's great when the kids are little and infatuated for about an hour, but the parade usually lasts in Steveston about 2.5 hours. So
yeah,
I'm kind of done with it as an adult. There's too many people, and I've never had a photo that I've actually kept and used for anything. So as much as I do like to go, and actually maybe that's not true. You and Sarah running down the parade route before the parade, I think, is the only photo I've used for anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
I remember that one. That's right.
But that's it. So I have one keeper photo from all the years of going. So it's kind of a tradition. I think that people just go from the tradition's sake, but from an enjoyment factor, as the kids get a bit older, just not there.
The parade, you're right about. What I do like down there is the atmosphere. I do like it. Everybody kind of down there.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling and having fun.
Yeah. But what's that worth to you in terms of a time investment?
Yes, that becomes the real issue, doesn't it? And then you know, you go over to the playground after at Steveston Park and, you know, basically lose your kid in the sea of humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just insane. And so, yeah, it's a tough putt. But and I was looking it up because I thought, hey, when's the last time I was at like the Canada Day? And that was the time I was running with Sarah, and that was 5 years ago. It was the last time I've been in Canada on July 1st. So we'll have a little barbecue here tomorrow. I have a couple Canadian friends here from baseball, which I've mentioned before, and so they're coming over, and some other friends will come over, and so we'll barbecue do some cedar plank salmon and stuff like that in the barbecue.
Nice.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
Reminder, monthly challenge is going to be next week. Technically, I know today is July the 1st as you're hearing this, but we wanted to give everybody right up until the last minute to submit them, because that's what people do. We still get submissions like 1 or 2 days after the end of the month. And so we still want to make sure we include everybody. And so we will review the challenge, the monthly challenge for June on next week's episode, and that is Black and White Summer, #2hosersmonthlychallenge, #heyhosers on Instagram, and we'll talk about that. I've seen a few of them already, and they're very good, so if you're planning on doing it, get it done, and be good. Don't fumble this one. I'm talking to you directly, Adam.
Oh, I thought you were just talking to the people.
No. They so far have come through. It's been you and I who have fumbled on the 1 yard line.
Okay, I'm
more times than
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I'm worried about this, but I'll figure something out.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna say that the odds of it being baseball related are very high.
Well, that is summer, man. But it has to. I would say make sure it. Don't just take a photo and make it black and white. Make a photo that should be black and white.
Okay,
that's what I would say.
All right.
There's no way I can hold your feet to the fire on that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try.
Yeah. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Nothing that wasn't baseball related.
Okay.
So I can talk about baseball photos, but that's about all I've got. But I'll
that's your photo challenge coming up now. I see two photos in there. Are they tied together?
They are tied together, but not exactly. It was just kind of an example. Should I talk about the other photo, the photo that's not photo challenge?
Running for home, yes.
Yeah. So I hardly ever really like a photo that isn't, I mean, especially a photo of a person that is not of the person's face. And right. So I took this photo. I mean, we had a baseball game yesterday morning, and the start time of the game was 8:30 a.m.,
and in Cloverdale,
which is probably about 40 minutes from my house. And we're there an hour early, 7:30. So you can figure out the fact that we left really early in the morning. But anyways, my first thought was when I woke up, I looked outside and, you know, there's some light cloud, but like, you know, sun and cloud. And I thought, Oh my, this is, you know, going to be an 8:30 a.m. start time. This is as good as I'm probably ever going to get for light unless we play at 7:30 in the evening and we don't start that late. So I threw the camera in my bag with my ball stuff and then I just started snapping photos from, you know, the pregame warm-up stuff right through the game. Like I'm one of the assist, I'll call myself a helper coach. I'm a, I'm an assistant. I help with the warm up and stuff, and I'm in full uniform and all of that stuff. But, anyways, I'm, they don't mind.
You hit in and out.
Yeah. They don't mind if I do whatever I want. If I run the video camera and run an actual, still camera, while the game's going on, they love it because everyone likes the photos. So they just say, you know, whatever you want, do whatever you want to do. So sometimes I'm in the dugout and chatting with the kids, you know, and sometimes I'm with the gear. Yesterday I was with the gear and in a 2 hour game, well, yeah, let's say 2 hour game, I probably had 300 good photos. That's how many good photos at that time of day. I took every kid when he was at bat. I took in between shots. I took, you know, like they're standing at the dugout, whatever. All kind. It was so hard to discard anything because every photo looked like I'd set up. I just looked like I'd set up lights, and like you could not have done better for light. It was that good of a situation. And so I know to everyone else, like I have lots of photos, but to everyone else, they don't have these kind of photos for their kids. Especially action photos. And I'm so used to shooting in hockey rinks where this is just not possible. You can't get this kind of color and these photos and this light in a hockey rink where you're always battling the elements. So this was just like, you know, the universe from a photography standpoint smiling on me. So I was just snapping away and just going, oh my goodness, these are so good. And that's not me being prolific as a photographer. That's just me being in a good place at a good time with smiling kids' faces and like everyone having fun, lots of hits, lots of action in the game. But I took, to bring it back to the point of why I put this photo in here, I took this photo of Jack running for home, and I almost never even bothered to take these photos, shot from the back. I mean, usually I want to see the kid coming at me, running around me. But when I looked at it on the computer at home, I said, oh my gosh, I got to put that in a frame. And I'm not even sure what. It's the angles, it's the out of focus background being just right. But his jersey, his arm pose, the fact that it's not his full length, I have his full length a second later, it's not nearly as good. It's just something about the photo that sort of spoke to me. Like, I love that. He'll like it in his room. You don't need to see his face. You know it's him. And you know, it's clearly like, you know, the play because you see the catcher who's in the background waiting for the throw home. Like there's just all the things about kids baseball in this photo that I like. And, therefore that's why I threw it up there.
And he's a big Barry Bonds fan, number 25.
Sure. We call him Christmas.
Okay. That makes sense as well. Or five square. You'd be five squared.
Sure. Five square. I didn't think of that one. But you can get an appreciation for the light. Like the light is,
yes,
it's amazing. It's just,
well, on the flip side, my son had his soccer tournament yesterday. We started it like right at 12:30 on like the longest day of the year. And it was just like I said, 38 degrees, hammering sun. And so I also snapped like 300 photos and kept zero of them. They were just, I kept four of them just because, just to sort of document the fact that that event existed.
Right.
But the pictures were terrible. And so it's like all the kids were raccoons. It was like, oh my God, what am I even doing? Like, I'm trying to do the save, like bring up the shadows, bring down the highlights, kind of mix around. Even then I was like, what am I wasting my time for?
Yeah.
Can't polish this, man.
I had a couple of photos. Well, I had more than a couple, but right where the bat catcher standing in this photo. So I
would say catcher.
So to the common folk who might not be baseball,
they can learn.
So anyway, so I'm standing in the exact same spot, and the field we're playing at for this tournament's a short fence. So at our home field, it's a 200-foot fence, and this field's 180 all the way around. And we've got some pretty good hitters. So already in our first two games, we've had four different kids hit the ball out. And and one kid hit it out twice. So we've had five home runs in our first two games. My kid has not hit one out, but aside,
it looked close in the photo challenge. It looks like he got a hold of that one.
Oh, he does. He does. It's just a line drive. Like it's a nice hit, but it's not approaching the fence. But anyways, so after the home runs, our kids have this little thing where the whole team goes out, and I mean, they do this in all baseball, but what they do as soon as the guy hits it is they all run to behind the plate. So they're facing me in this big kind of wall of humanity, right? Uh-huh. They clean off the plate and they're just all waiting for the guy to come home so they can essentially maul him, but they're all facing the camera from this perspective, right? So right. As the kid comes around and he is his perspective, so you see his jersey back as he's coming towards this big smiling wall of kids ready to kind of pounce on the kid that hit the home run. It's awesome. It's so great. Because I need permission from every person on the team to post it, sure. I'm going to see if I can get it. But we did that twice, and those sequences of photos are just awesome. They're better than any of the actual action shots. I mean, the home run ball coming off the bats are cool, but yes. The big smiley faces when you know the home run's hit and that kid's coming home with all his buddies there, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Nice.
So I just wanted to show you that this was the vantage point for those photos as well.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. That's actually a really cool photo and something that you don't think to shoot. I see other people shoot them and think, oh man, I should do more of that. Yes, that looks really good. And I was going to say, if you haven't framed it, you definitely should frame that one, because that's one, like it's kind of weird, even for kids, to have like too many pictures of themselves on their wall, like just like their face. But yeah. this one gets a pass because, I mean, like he's not your face, it's an action shot, but you know, because you know the number he's wearing and all that.
And his so helmet, really he's the only one with the red helmet, of course. Because he got it like 2 years ago. Everyone else has blue or black, which I would prefer. But he has the
red. Doesn't have the face guard yet.
No, he does not have the face guard.
I have two guys on my team who have the face guard.
I'd say there's two or three on our team too. Yeah.
I think, did we talk about this on the show?
I think so.
Don't do it.
Just get out of the way quicker.
Yeah, if you're getting, I've never been hit in the head before, not by a pitched ball. I think I said the only reason I actually wear a helmet when I play is in case you get picked off at first base and you're going to second and the throw comes. Like that's the dangerous part when the first baseman guns at the second, like when you're running away from him, you can wear it in the back of the head. I've seen that. I've had that happen to me before. But in terms of at the plate, it just doesn't happen. You know, in the majors where guys are throwing 107 miles an hour now, then yeah, go ahead. But in our leagues, I don't wear the face guard. Not going to happen.
Okay.
So, anyways, I'm sure it'll be mandatory for the kids soon.
Maybe.
Give it a year. I'm sure it's
coming. Full shield. This will be a full shield and eye tech.
Well, they have that for the younger. I've seen the younger kids wear it, but. Yeah, I can't get on board with that. Just be a kid, have some fun. Break your nose once in a while. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So I shot my daughter had a birthday, and so I shot some photos there, which I'm not going to post any because they're kind of boring if you're not my daughter. But I shot very, very few photos this year at the birthday, which I was kind of glad. Shot a few in the morning, like, you know, for grandma and grandpa because they'd sent gifts, and I want to make sure I shoot a little bit of video, a little bit of photos. To make sure, like, that instead, because they're not here to watch her open them, so I want to make sure that they, you know, get full value. And then later at the party, shot a couple of photos, and that was it. Just had fun instead.
Wow.
Made the book. I make my kids a book every year. I pick 100 photos. It's 102 because there's a front cover and a back cover. But in the book itself, I decided it's gonna be 100 photographs from the previous year of all the things we did, and. This year I made it very quickly because I've been shooting very, very few photos, relatively speaking. And they're all good. The book's still good. I just, it was very easy to whittle it down to 100. Whereas before it'd be like, oh man, I get it down to 1,000 and then I cut it down to 500 or something like that. And you do pass after pass till you finally get it. And this time it was like, nope. I went through, picked a bunch of photos out. It was 200, went through it once, got it down to 125, went through again, got it to 100, done. So Very exciting. Am I? Maybe I'm getting lazy taking photos.
No, I think you're probably just getting more efficient.
Yes. Definitely more efficient. Try to throw out the discards before I take them. That's kind of my move. So, but a couple days before that, I noticed we're sitting around the house and we had some amazing window light coming in, and I thought, I haven't taken a portrait style window light picture of my kids in a while. So I said, I'm going to go downstairs and just quickly grab the black background so it's not the same old background that we have in the living room and just quickly snap these. And so this was it. I just really quickly had my daughter stand by the window and there's nothing else going on here. There's no bounce, nothing. It's just a black backdrop hanging behind and bam, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Love window light.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
It is cheating. And then took some of my son, but he forgot how to get his picture taken. So he's just I can't use his pictures anymore. He's like biting his lip or hiding his lips, or I have to go back to him not being self-conscious of being photographed.
Right. Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see if we can get there.
Yeah. Let me know how that goes.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. So that was it for shoot anything interesting. Photo challenge. This was yours, rule of thirds.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a look at yours. Your much teased photo of your son hitting what could be a home run here.
Yeah, we'll say it's a home run, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. Did he get a hit out of it?
Yep. Nice solid line drive single. It was right at like the, I can't remember where it went, either the center field or left field. It wasn't pulled. He was a little bit behind on it, but it was just, again, it was nailed. Hard line drive. And so he was happy. Anytime he gets a nice hard hit ball, he's happy. Mm. Especially if it's not caught.
Well, he's close to hitting a home run here, and we'll go over that in a second. Couple little things that he can do.
Okay.
To fix that, and one drill that you can do with him, people never do at his age, and that'll make a humongous difference down the road. But. Let's talk about your photo. What makes this rule of thirds?
He's lined up on the right third of the image. So he's almost exactly like I lined it up in camera for the most part. I was trying to do this, but afterwards in post, I made sure that it was basically he was kind of pretty much right exactly on the third. And I also had the fences to work with. So the fence in the background, the brown fence, sort of frames the first third of the image. So he's kind of right on the line of the third. And then the, the fence, the silver fence that's part of the backstop makes the other third. And then you sort of see the middle. So I try to pick a background where it would be kind of like your in-camera setting does if you turn it on and it breaks it up into the grid. So I'm kind of vertically aligned in thirds. And then the ball sits basically right on the other third of the fence. That was just kind of a happy accident. But I was sort of exaggerating the rule of thirds. And then you've got the other sort of horizontal line of the fence pretty much splitting the photo in half. So it's yes, very, very indeed. Linear. This photo is very linear, but I just was really trying to get an action shot for the photo challenge that I could use as a rule of thirds.
And this one works is a great example because of all the things you just mentioned. But what really makes this... Is we've said before that it's called the rule of thirds. It should be called the suggestion of thirds, but there's a reason for it. We like this. It's just you can't explain why this is very pleasing to the eye. And in this case, one of the reasons what it is, like, I mean, yeah, it might work as a square crop and if he's right on the edge, but there's a little bit of room on camera right, basically to where the back catcher, not a phrase. Would be standing, but there's twice as much room on the left side, which that's where he's hitting the ball, and so that's kind of it, for our eye that looks like that opens up in that direction by leaving that much extra space. It's gives us that sense of motion, and that's where everything is headed, and so there's a very good balance to this by shooting in the rule of thirds. If you had him dead center, not going to be the same image.
Yeah, and I did play around with it just to sort of see, and I agree completely for all the things you've said. In baseball, it works because, yeah, if you're wanting to see the ball and where it's going from the point of contact, you have to leave some room over there.
Right. And I unclear to me why that lady is texting.
Yeah. She, well, we were hammering their team pretty good. So that's their side of the field, their fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So she's had enough by this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So now getting down to his swing, what I would like to see.
Okay.
Now correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe the coaches said something else, but I've seen his other swings. They are not all like this. He's kind of collapsing backwards a little bit.
Oh yeah, and this ball was low. Like he went down and got this.
Yeah,
one. Yeah. You're 100% right. Yeah, yeah.
In terms of his, to hit it out.
Yeah, he needs to be a little bit more upright.
If he's more upright, what you're going to end up doing is you're going to transfer the power from your back leg into your hips. And
yeah,
for hitting everything is hips and wrists. That's where you get all your power from. And if you can transfer the power from the left side, if you can, from that left hip, if you can put that into your wrists, which he seems to be doing quite well, his hand placement is great. Like he's out front, he's really chopping the tree here. So if you were to take him out with an axe and have him chop a tree down, this is what it would look like.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. Like that's where it should all be. A lot of guys do something called casting off, which is straighten their arms out and kind of pull around the ball. And you really lose a lot of your power. So he's got great hand placement. He stands straight up. What he's going to do is get a lot more of his hips are going to go right into his wrist. He'll hit that ball out.
All right. I'll pass it on to him.
So what I would suggest too, and this one's just me, lose the batting gloves. You don't need them.
Oh, they all love the batting gloves.
You want to be the one guy who doesn't. I know, but yeah, I've got luck. The guys on my team. The guys on my team, most of the young guys, they all loved them too. And I've got a whole bunch of them stop doing it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I want to feel the bat. And I was like, yeah, you want to feel the bat. You want to feel that bat in your fingers because with the especially these drop 12s that they're swinging, you don't need them. And the grips are so good, like the leather grips or whatever it is he's got on there. It's not those old rubber, you know, old spare car inner tubes that wrapped around there. Like that's decent. He's got a decent grip. So I know the kids love him and they think they're cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. They think they're cool. Oh, and
yeah.
the sticker on his helmet, I had those made from a buddy. They are vinyl stickers that we had mm-hmm. made for, and I made the logo. Well, I took their logo and I kind of played around with it and so says Chuckers Baseball on there. So all the kids, nice. It looks better on a blue helmet, as you can imagine. But yeah, the kids, sure. Kids love those. So they all have matching helmets now too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Again, I thought, hey, what would I have liked when I was 10 or 11 years old on my helmet? The team logo.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Or a helmet that some other kid wasn't sweating in.
That too. Yeah. Their own helmet. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a rule. Remember the first year we had to buy our own helmets? It was a rule. They said it was a hygiene thing, but really because some of the kids were just throwing their helmets around after striking out, that they said, okay, you have to buy your own. So the last thing here, what I would do is it looks to me, I can't 100% tell. It looks to me like he's hitting this ball a little bit out front. And remember I told you that kid who hit the home run, that the video you sent, he's hitting the ball really deep in the zone.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to get a lot more, you get a slightly longer impact time called impulse on the bat, stays on the ball a little bit longer and you end up driving the ball further.
Okay.
So what you can do is a drill that I like to do with the guys is like, if you just do soft toss, like against the fence or even front toss where you're hitting into a screen,
yes.
Is basically have Jack wait as long as he can before he hits the ball. Like let the ball get like in practice, get it so deep in the zone that you're just at the last second he's popping. He'll get very fast hands and he'll hit the ball much deeper in the zone and put a lot more power into it.
Okay, I like it.
Now I do it. Lefties traditionally do kind of hit the ball out front. Now you still want to be able to get out in front of the ball and hit the ball in front, but to be able to fall back on that as well is very handy. But lefties traditionally pull hitters. So there you go.
There you go. Okay.
All right. So my rule of thirds. Is the portrait of my daughter, the one where she's not, the chin not on the hand.
Okay.
So I have two of the alt. So yeah, this was on her birthday. I just wanted to take a nice, again, a window light photo of her on her actual birthday. And so we went up to her room, opened up the big windows. And this is the 85 mil on the 5D Classic, still my favorite camera. And this is it. So rule of thirds. Why this is rule of thirds? Well, maybe you have an idea.
Because her eyes are in the top third of the photo.
They're exactly on the line, the third line. Yes, and that was key to me. I without seeing your image, I thought, you know, I was kind of guessing you were going to do baseball, and thought, okay, yours is going to be a little bit more traditional. Rule of thirds, and I wanted to get in very, very tight and show how you can do it, you know, how you can apply it in a different style of photo. And so that's why I wanted to make sure her eyes were exactly there. And that's about it. She's not on the far left side. I didn't want to leave too much room because it's a portrait. There's really nothing going on to the right. There's no action. Like in your son's photo, there's the action happening off, you know, that's going to end up going off. Out of the photo, so you want to lead that way. Well, this one, there's really no action going on, so it's not that important. Like her nose is dead center in this image,
right?
You know, horizontally, but vertically, her eyes are bang on there, and it's. I think it's what we like in terms of framing.
Yes, I agree. It just looks right.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider. Like when you're framing or cropping your image next time, if you put the eyes in that spot, you're going to find out that the rest of the image sort of falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to see her elbow. I don't think you do.
No.
So that's where this one fell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's nice. It's very just nice. I like everything that's going on. I like the colors. I like the sort of gradient in the background. I like where the light falls. It's very nice.
And the reason this lens comes in very handy, especially when I shot it at this one at an f/2.8, is it saves you from having to clean up her room.
Mm.
You can just throw it out of focus and say, all right, well, there's her toy chest or whatever, tickle trunk. Back there on the lower right hand side, you don't have to move anything. It's out of focus. It's fine. I mean, maybe I could have moved it and it would have been a little bit cleaner, but ultimately it's like, you know what? Throw it out of focus. It'll work just fine. I posted an alternate as well, because this was my original. I was thinking about this. I kind of like the light and the color a little bit better on her face, but I don't like the image as much.
Yeah, I like them both. They're pretty similar to me. It's just sort of a matter of taste as to which pose you like better. But everything else is pretty much the same to me. The light on her face, maybe a little bit more pop in the one where her chin is down on her hands. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't. When you look at them side by side, it's a sort of an artistic choice, I guess.
Yeah, I just did what I did not like was sort of the angle of her eyes, and I believe the right eye, or no, maybe I went right, I split the difference, and so her eyes essentially straddle the top third. It can't be right like in the other image; they're both in that third third line, but this one can't do it because she's tilting. So I just didn't like it as much, but there you go. Posted them both.
Okay.
All right, topic. It's going to be a short one because we're running out of time here. Summer is here. As we mentioned, it's 38 and a half degrees, man, at 92 kilometers an hour. That's summertime to me. So, okay, now I say summer is here in the Northern Hemisphere. It's been pointed out to me online that I am, and I admit this, I'm an avowed hemispherist. A little bit Northern Hemisphere centric.
Okay.
So I'll work on that. Because basically our challenge, black and white summer, great if you live north of the equator, but it's not. It down in Australia or other South America parts unknown, not summer. So it's been told to me that we have listeners down there, and hey, thanks a lot, Alan. but I blamed you, so it all worked out.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so summer is here in the Northern Hemisphere, and I want to talk a little bit about shooting in the summer. What do you like best about shooting in the summer?
The days are long, so you have more shooting opportunities, and the kids are out of school in our case, so you don't have to worry about early bedtime, so, you know, keeping them up late and doing things in the evening, but it's also, you're outside all the time. That's the key, is right. You're outside and there's more light and we're doing things, fun things outside. So whether it's, you know, going to the lake, our summer usually includes a trip out to the lake and all the fun sort of lake photos that I get to take. And then baseball being the other thing. So we're always at the ball field. So again, outside with the kids smiling and laughing. And so there's just good subject matter.
Yes, it is. It is a, oh, what's the embarrassment of riches in terms of opportunity to take photos. That's what I find is the kids are generally happy, you know, not that my kids have seasonal affectation disorder or anything like that. Like they're not sad in the winter, but you're right. You're not out doing things. And if you are, you know, you're battling the elements. And so maybe, you know, your kids are wearing parkas and covering up their faces somewhat. And you have to, you know, think about, oh, okay, what do I take the camera, keep it dry or warm or whatever it is. And it's a hassle. But I find that, especially if you have a beater, like we've talked about a billion times on this show, is you don't care. You know, you just grab that and you can run out there. You're not worried about it getting rained on, et cetera, or being too cold. You can just throw that in your car and go. And you're ready to take pictures. And the long days are fantastic. Especially now that my kids are a little bit older, they're like 6, 5, and 8. So we don't have a problem letting them stay up. Which, so it's like sunset now is what, 10 o'clock?
It's pretty late. I don't know what time it is, but it's late.
Yeah it's still light out at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Where we are. Again, Northern Hemispherists. You're on the 49th parallel. I think we're on the 50th. So we're about the same sunset time. Roughly, although in terms of time zones, we'd have to think about that. I'm not going to do the math on it just now, but where we are within our time zone, are we the same?
I don't know. Those are very important questions that need answering.
It really is because for example, London, England is not in the same time zone as us. They are an hour behind. However, southwest of them on the west coast of France, they are in the same time zone, so they're not an hour behind. So their sunset is super late. It's like 10:15, or like it's quite late compared to where we are in Germany.
Right.
So it does matter. I mean, the sunset time in Vancouver is not the same as say, Penticton.
I feel like we should play a game that's called "What time is the sunset where you live?"
Yes. Well, there's an app for that, I'm sure. I know there is. I know there's a sunset app that'll tell you exactly when the sun sets.
No, don't do it. Come on.
I'm not doing it. I'm not getting involved.
Oh, I thought you were just going to start using the app.
No. I barely know how to use
the you're just going to start, you know, yelling out city names and what time their sunsets are.
I might do it. White Horse. Yeah. Great. All right, your turn. Yellowknife. What's Yellowknife? Never. It doesn't set. So yeah. But the point is, even at 10 o'clock, I love it. I love when the kids are out running around, like when it's crazy warm like this, and they're splashing in their, you know, their kiddie pool that we have at home still. Like they splash around in that, and my son loves a squirt gun and all those things. So all those elements that you discussed, like that you mentioned, are my favorites as well. What are your tricks? What are your techniques? What do you do in the summer? Like what do you take with you? What do you like to shoot with?
I like simple, so it's usually a prime lens, whatever lens I decide for what I'm going to shoot. So I guess my key tips are shoot at the right time of day, so either early or late. So if it's at the lake, it's usually probably more the late. Wait for the evening light, and then get into the middle of the action. So if it's the action is happening out in the park, then get into the middle of it and try to shoot. So the lens will more or less fall in line with what kind of action I'm shooting, either a 50 millimeter or 85, because I want to basically, you know, keep it to a prime. And mm-hmm. if it's out in the lake, then it's going to be the 5D Classic. So like you mentioned earlier, just have the beater camera. If it's out at the beach, the beater camera, and then one of those two lenses, and just put yourself in the middle of it at a good time of day. And that's it. There really isn't a whole lot more to it than that.
The best tip I can give for shooting late in the evening, and this is my move, is first of all, you go out there and you see a beautiful sunset. Shoot that sunset and get those nice beautiful colors, and you know, maybe a silhouette of your kids. Definitely shoot that exactly one time, just once. That's all you're gonna need. You're not gonna get tons of variation. You get a little bit of variation, but you won't care. It's a photo you want to have. Don't overshoot it. What I end up doing is, at that time, is I put my back to the sun, shoot that nice kind of low red glow, that nice kind of red glow on the face. Everyone's face has a very nice color to it, as if they've all got suntans, and instead of being pasty, whinging palms, they look great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find a spot with a nice background. For me, my favorite spot for that is Spanish Banks or Jericho. Is that your fire alarm? You got to go?
No.
Okay.
I should pull it though, because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you go to Spanish Banks and on the beach, and you know, you get a beautiful, beautiful sun in people's faces as it's setting, and you get Vancouver in behind lighting up over top, like with the ocean in the foreground and the beautiful city in behind, you're going to get, again, it's an embarrassment of riches of what you can shoot. Like you shooting your baseball the other day, you can shoot and shoot and shoot, and you can't take a bad photo. So I highly recommend that. Like, do what Adam said, shoot at the right time, put your back to the sun, get some amazing people pictures. That's what I like to do. That's my best technique. And my favorite move for that is 5D Classic, 85 mil. Simple, exactly like you said, and you can't miss.
Yeah, no, I agree. Everything you said, good tips.
And maybe shoot one of them in black and white. Post it for the challenge next week, which is our monthly challenge, Black and White Summer, hashtag that, hey hosers, or hashtag two hosers monthly challenge on Instagram, and Adam will make fun of you.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what I do.
All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, and everything we just talked about. And before we sign off, I just want to say happy Canada Day to all the hosers out there.
Yeah.
Have a great day. And even if you're not a hoser, have a good day tomorrow. It is Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day to all the Two Hosers listeners. How about that?
Love it. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.